you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Thursday, December 19th. This will be our... what, our last show before Christmas?
The other
one's
day after.
Yep. So welcome in, everybody. I'm Dave, that is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and this is Penetrating the Veil, thanks to Live Paranormal hosting the show. Tonight, Jim's got some clips to play from his adventures down in New Orleans, or in, I guess, various locations along the way. And then Jim's got some updates as to some guests he's going to be having booked for future shows. And before I forget, I think I mentioned it before, welcome in Linda, Becky, Jim. I believe I mentioned it before, like I said, but I want to make sure that we've been invited and have accepted as guests of Steve Hummel at his, his Haunted Relic Paracon.
That's who, yes. Thank you, because I wanted to contact Steve, too. I wanted to plan him as a guest before that event.
Okay, and I'm going to post in the comments right now the link to that event.
Yeah, when is the date on that? I know it's like a week or so before.
It is July 18th. It's a Saturday. Starts at 1 p.m., and it's at the Archives of the Afterlife Museum, the Sanford Building?
Yeah.
In Moundsville, West Virginia.
We can get Steve for the 16th.
Okay.
And then also, because I know Kristen Lee's going to be at that event.
Okay. Welcome in, Holly.
And so I was going to, we have Kristen coming on in February as a guest, but I thought I might have her back with Steve on that before the event, you know, to sort of touch base with that. See if anything else is going on at that time, too.
Welcome in, Jerry. Welcome in, Jennifer Olson. And what we're trying to do, and we haven't got it done yet, but we're trying to get a group together to possibly rent out, welcome in, Susan, Moundsville Penitentiary for that night. That's what we need to get a hold of Steve now for. I know he doesn't run it anymore, but he probably knows the people who do.
And you can't do anything in the beginning part of the year. They're not booking dates till...
No, but I want to make sure everybody's already booked it.
Yeah.
Like, before they stop booking this year, that somebody didn't already put in for that. Because we'd like to get... I'm not sure about the cost, but we'd like to get it for just us, not a giant public event. Just because it's too many people with those things, and you know, it messes with team chemistry and that type of thing. Welcome in our other teammate from Carson City, Nevada, Janet Jones, is viewing right now.
And Janet's agreed to come on board as a guest upcoming. We've got I'll go ahead and take some time in now. I have Janet and Cisco and Steve and Kristen Lee. And then we've also got Lloyd Johnson has agreed to be a guest. So I've been sending out, and graciously so far everybody I've been contacting them has agreed to come on board. So we're going to try to line up on our two-hour nights. That's when we're going to be like keying into a guest so that we're not under any kind of time constraints. And then I want to throw out to a number of people, I don't know, since I've got back from the trip, maybe I'm just tired, I don't know what it is, I'm funked with all the holidays, I just can't get into doing my work on the audios. I am way behind getting clips out and all that, so I promised a number of people, and I will get down to that. It's just going to probably be latter part of January before I catch up on that. So if I've told you I'm preparing a clip for a special event, I know Carol Ann Barry from up at Rabbit's Hole, all those kind of things, I haven't forgot. I've got a list going through them, and I will get those downloaded and sent off. I don't know what it is right now. I can't get geared up for Christmas. I can't get geared. I'm just in a real funk right now. I'm not depressed. I don't know what it is. But anyhow, I will get those clips out. And when I have all the formats, I'll probably send out on our page, I'll probably send out a list of people we have coming on. A matter of fact, I'll contact Mike, too. Our friend Mike LaCiana.
Look at that. He literally just joined in when he said that.
Well, Mike, I'll send you a message to see if your schedule's available some Thursday evening where we can get you in this slot. Then you can talk about your upcoming project. He sent me a clip of his new project that they're looking at sending to, working out a deal with Prime TV of that. Looks really good. He does a high quality material. And then I guess with the conclusion of Kane 3 in April, we hope to be able to do a production number of our own. I know we're going to be reliant on Steve Barry and a bunch of his friends who got film editing and all that stuff to assist us. But that's going to be a big project this upcoming year. We'll start on that. I guess we probably won't get that finished till the following year.
Right.
But that's something I know Holly's be working with us on that, and that's something we have to look forward to. I've been messaging with Janet, and she's and if Holly's listening, she's assured me she looks really good for her coming in April to do Kane 3 with us again. So that's really good news. We really have a lot of neat direction to go on that.
And now, for that, do we have it either by handshake or in writing or something that we're going to have access to those locations that we thought we'd have last time and didn't?
We have
like
the whole mansion to ourselves. And Holly had said that she knows the owner of the schoolhouse, and it looked very good, like she was going to be able to get that.
Okay.
So, but, yeah, we do have the manor and the Longhorn House and all that. That's all set up. We won't have anybody else. We've got a party to that exclusively for those couple days.
Okay.
So we won't have to worry about missing a couple valuable rooms and stuff like in the past.
Well, and we also really never took any time to go up and do anything in the attic on that third floor.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
so
we've got a whole lot we haven't even touched. No two ways. So that really is going to be a neat venture.
And hopefully, it'll be a little bit warmer, and maybe we can do some stuff out on the grounds too, in those woods behind the manor.
Yeah,
we'll see.
It's the end of April, and Kane, we'll just have to play it by ear. Who knows? I know we originally were looking last weekend at doing Pennhurst. I had a death of a good friend, so we had to break from that to do her services. But they did Pennhurst, and I understand they got some really good results. And I was even thinking booking Jim in here to come talk to us about some of what they got at Pennhurst here recently. So I know they've sent over a number of pictures and a number of the recordings. They did a lot less this time with the equipment and was a lot more like
personal
influence.
Right.
Yes. So that went real well. So to a couple clips we're going to play later tonight. None of these will blow your mind, but thought it was pretty neat. We did a 9-day, 2,600-mile trip out toward Chattanooga, Lookout Mountain Battlefield, Battle of Chickamauga, and then from there headed located down in Alabama, Mississippi, did a few antebellum mansions that are off the beaten path, so they don't have a lot of traffic or notoriety. And then we wound up down in Baton Rouge through Janet's recommendation. She said we had to do the old state building, state house there in Baton Rouge. They call it the Castle. And to anybody who's down in that region, it is indeed a wonderful visit. It's actually free. The state of Louisiana doesn't charge for the museum. They have restored this magnificent multi-floored staircase in the castle that's alone worth the view. And they have a lot of history dealing with the state of Louisiana all throughout. So it's definitely something you can easily spend hours in. One of the neat things, and Janet had picked up on this and told me, is they got some of the people connected with Disney and their production studios did a film for the castle. It's about a 20-minute film. And in the film, you go in this room, and then they have it set up so, like, a ghost takes over. And the lights get to flicker in, and then there's ghost of this girl, Sarah Morgan, who was the daughter of the individual who granted the land where they built the original state house. She comes on board and tells her story and the story of the castle and the history. The interesting part, and Janet had told us, she picked up with Sarah's spirit right away. The interesting thing is, as we're watching the movie, Sarah actually gets in the room with us. I mean, I'm not talking about the production of Sarah. Sarah's spirit gets in the room, and as we're running the Ovalis systems, she's verifying the history that's going on during the film. It was really wild. So if you can appreciate the aesthetics of that, here we're watching a production number where a ghost is supposed to be telling us a story, when in reality, the spirit of Sarah Morgan is there in the room with us. And even Jenny was picking up on her. So that was pretty interesting.
Becky wants to know if you got to Huntsville.
I didn't, no.
No, okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really amazing all we covered, but you could just spend weeks and weeks. There's a lot of places we wanted to get to and we just didn't have the time. Between the sheer driving and covering all those miles and then the hours of history and picking up this and that. One of the things we did pick up on in New Orleans, my sister was with her son and his girlfriend in their apartment there in New Orleans, and they started having some victims of Katrina coming through. And in addition to that, we had an interesting experience where there was a woman named Edith Stern. And she came through, actually knocked another spirit out, came through and told them that where she was buried, the Medary Cemetery, and requested that we visit her. So that Sunday before we left, we actually went to that cemetery and found her and did a session there with her. I have not gone through that audio yet. But that was the kind of experience it was. We had a lot of spirit with us. We did stop at Myrtle's. For anybody who hasn't been there, spirit is there, but honestly, it's very commercial. They have, depending on when you get there, it stays very busy. They have the steam wheelers coming in off the Mississippi River, which is about 3 miles away, and bringing them up by the busloads. You can rent rooms, like a bed and breakfast, at Myrtle's, but because those rooms are rented out, you can't go in the upstairs because people are in those rooms. So the tour really consists of about 4 or 5 rooms downstairs on the first floor. Each group is probably about 20, 25 people, and it's a half an hour tour. So you're really through there. It's a large crowd, so You can take pictures and all that. I mean, they don't restrict you, but with all the people and everything else, it's really not that conducive to anything. I do have an interesting EVP I got at Myrtle's on the front porch, which will play. As we came on the grounds, I didn't feel any energies initially. We went on the tour, and as we got in the first room, you're at the staircase. The lady brings us there, and Cleo did come through. She came through very strong. Janet told me from her earlier trip there that Cleo came through real strong to her as well. You could feel her sorrow. You could feel the horror in it. Of course, it's a very powerful story, and she really meant none of what happened to happen because she loved those children. She was very powerful. That said, though, you're in a large group. It's really minimal. The women spent a little extra time with us, and we talked with some of the touring people afterwards. They were very gracious, but I think compared to a lot of other things you can see and do, most of the large plantations and the sugar mill plantations in the New Orleans exterior, they're pretty commercial. They generally have pretty larger groups, so it's really not set up. And some do not allow photography at all.
The Myrtles?
Not the Myrtles, but there are some. The one with the oak trees, I forget the name now, but yeah, there are some that do not allow photography. So I'm not exactly sure why all that is. At the Oaks, I forget the full name of it. They have this long winding road up to it with all these specialized oaks that are down in that area. I found the energies of that one were out at the slave quarters. They have redone the slave quarters that are there, but they're on the original sites. And they go into the life and the hardships of the slaves. And I don't know that you could have a rougher existence than to be a slave on a sugar plantation. With that extreme heat and all the kettles cooking all the time between making the lye soap and rendering the sugar. What a life. I mean, I don't think it was a cushy life for the damn plantation owners. I mean, it's pretty rough. But for the slaves, it's just unbearable. Their energies were very potent in there.
Jenny said it was called Oak Alley?
Oak Alley, that's it. Thanks, Jenny. Yeah, so it was really fascinating. We had a lot of spirit you could pick up on. A lot of places gave me headaches right away, and there was large rushes of energy. But it really, there's a lot to see and do. I will say, though, that, you know, some of the larger, better-known plantations and whatnot, you're going to find yourself pretty limited. So if you can get these couple that are off the beaten paths, you're going to find you're going to have a lot much more time there. Your spirits are all connected in there as well. You know, everybody likes to be able to say they've gone to Myrtle's or that, and that's fine. But there's not really a whole lot you can do in some of these things. My God, spirits everywhere. So, I guess we're going to play a few of those clips I got at a few of the places. And then I guess we have the July, then, of course, the Gettysburg Bash is in place. There's a lot, probably starting with February. We get into a lot of para-unity or paranormal conferences and stuff that's coming up this upcoming year. I think in February we have something local to Martinsburg. I believe a number of people that we work with and stuff are going to be attending that. In March, they have the Phenom 2020 at Lancaster, and you said the rooms are already filled.
No, no, the rooms I'm talking about are for the one in Jersey.
Oh, well, they're probably booking up for the one in March, too. Jaffa's is supposed to be there.
And what's that one called?
It's called Phenom 2020.
Okay, I can look that up right now.
That's in the last of March. That's from, like, the 26th of March through the 29th. And they have a huge group, list of who all's going to be there.
Let's see if this is it. No, that's not it. Common Bugle Corps.
Yeah, I'll put, I guess, it's a Lancaster area. It's going to be at the Wind in Lancaster. And, the one you're talking about is in May. That's the New Jersey Woodbridge Para-Unity Paracon.
Yeah, that John Ruggiero
runs. That's pretty much already sold out from what you're saying.
I mean, you could drive there to see it, but there's no rooms anywhere near it, and the VIP stuff is all sold out, so I
don't imagine
know.
If you, you could probably...
Yes, John Zappas is going to be there.
Yeah. You get 15, 20 miles back from the actual area, and you'd probably be able to get rooms. You're just not going to be able to be on site.
Right. Janet says she had a private tour of Myrtle's and became very close to Chloe and have a photo of her in a house. She walked me to my car when I left. She desperately wants people to recognize her and know the story is not accurate. She is lovely. I would spend the night. It is well worth seeing.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I don't know, spending a night in the room, I don't know what that would be like. I know that it really depends when you're getting there, because let's put it this way. The off season for that area is your summer months because it's so damn hot and humid. So, like, they'll tell you, the residents down there, if you want to get to places without crowds or you want to get to the fancy restaurants without waiting forever, you go in those horrible summer months. So if you were up to doing that, you probably could get on a private tour or something like that. I know the day we were there, my God, the lady told me for the last month it's been like that. Just the buses and everything are never ending, and they're just, man, they're on a really tight schedule. So I'm glad she was able to get in on such a period.
So, yeah, John will be there in that one in So let's check the VIP full access ticket is $175. But that is an exclusive VIP party Thursday night, all lectures Friday, vendor room access all day Friday, early vendor room access Saturday, exclusive theme party Saturday night. And then there's just Saturday only tickets for $50.
Did you see what Holly said? That sister is buying the second oldest house here in Kane.
I did see that. Welcome in, Brenda. Thanks for tuning in. So I did see that. Now, the hotel info for the one for that phenomenology is $139 plus 11% PA state occupancy tax, guaranteed check-in time 4 p.m., check-out time 11 a.m.,
And that's over several days now.
Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah.
Mention you're with the Phenom 2020 for the discounted group room rate, which it doesn't say what that discounted rate is.
Well, they probably work it similar to Gettysburg Bash.
I would think so.
Yeah. Probably bring it down to a little over $100.
Right. So there's that. What I'll do is I will post a link to that in the comments in case anybody's interested. There's that. It just seems like everyone that has John Zavis in, I'm destined not to make it to. Janice says she was there in November and didn't have a crowded experience because she was lucky. Chloe was sexually abused by the owner, and he led her to believe she would be lady of the house, but he lied to her. Well,
that's part of the tale, isn't it, that she was
he had impregnated her? Wasn't
no.
it?
No.
The story I had heard was that they had some kind of affair going on.
Oh, no. I mean, no. He was, yeah, he was mistress to her, but I didn't think she was pregnant by him. I don't know.
Welcome in, Sam Scavage. How are you?
Yeah, no, I think she was his paramour.
Okay. Well, I guess we can, it's about 8:25, I guess we can play the ones you've got here. Now, which ones am I looking for here?
By the way, that Phenom 2020, that is not an annual event. That'd be so many years. So
okay.
That's sort of a...
Michael Luciano said he went to the last one in York.
Okay. So, yeah, I understand that's a real top drawer event.
Okay.
So not that we've been there before, but
right.
And then we have our own. I don't know. We've had a couple offers again for a couple TV shows and all that. So,
well, tell them about the message you got the other day.
Yeah, the producers and all that on Haunted Hospitals. If they get cleared for season 3,
yeah, if they get picked up for season 3,
yeah, they're interested in talking to me. So. We'll see. I don't know. I'm sort of hitting the age where energy is everything. I wish I was a younger guy. So, so we'll pick up a couple of these EVPs. Now, none of these are going to rock your world, but they are sort of interesting. These were all captured on just a regular recorder. None of these are Phasmabox sessions or anything. And we got them pretty much while just walking around. So if you look there with the, go to, it'll be on Mary Hope. There'll be a couple.
Okay, hold on. Oh. Speaking of, before we started that event we're guests of, received at in Moundsville. And I said we were looking to try and maybe get Moundsville. Stephanie just logged in. I don't know if she's checked into that or not. I know I haven't had time. Writing programs at school. those are taking up most of my time. So, okay. So, Mary Hope, you said?
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
Okay, this one's called
Mary Hope.
Laughter.
Yeah, this is just one. There's some chuckling in there. We're outside at this Mary Hope. There's one of the antebellum plantations, Mary Hope, and then within maybe 70, 80 yards of it, there's a second one that was moved there at a later date. So within the same lot area, there's two of these mansions. So we're actually walking, we're outside, we're walking to the second home.
Now, is that the Williams house?
Yeah, that'll be the Williams house.
Okay.
And there's laughter picked up. It was just this Lady Faye, who was the guide from the Historical Society, my wife, myself, my sister, and her husband. So it was a small party.
Say hi to your oldest sister.
Oh, Jan's on. Hey, Jan.
Okay. Here's
Hope
the,
everything's going well in the new house.
Make sure this is volume is turned up. Here we go.
Nobody was around us, and just some laughter.
Yeah, it's towards the second half of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one more time. Nobody's reacting. So.
Yeah, and there's nobody around us. I mean, we're literally sitting in the middle of a couple blocks of boarded up houses. So, by the way, this is in Meridian, Mississippi. And Meridian happens to be the most violent city of Mississippi. So it's not exactly garden community. But there's a number of people with the Stark Society there that have just done yeoman's work. And what's really nice is they have Mary Hope done up each year with Christmas trees in every room, and it's a big Christmas theme inside the mansion. So what's this one?
It just says Mary Hope Mansion 1.
Okay, I just play that. We'll see what I'm not even sure what. There's all kind of voices I picked up. This is inside Mary Hope, and again, I mean, just a whole bunch of crap. It's the same group. It's Faye, and she's got a real decidedly Southern accent to her. She's native Mississippian, and then the four of us. So you can tell a lot of that. None of that's us.
Now, I'm going to play it again and stop it after each one and see what we think they're saying here.
You're Mr. Rick.
I hear Rick at the end.
I do too, but I don't.
Is it your Mr. Rick?
Yeah.
I think it says you're Mr. Rick.
Yeah, I did hear the Rick in that. But
tell me if you guys think you're hearing that say, you're Mr. Rick.
You're Mr. Rick.
And Jenny said, mention how the Ovalis picked up your name so many times.
Yes, that's right. When we first walked into Mary Hope, my name came up on the one Ovalis as James, and it came up on another as Jim, almost spontaneous. And she was there. Her energy was right there to greet us as we came in the front door.
Okay, and then the next voice says, I hear, I love you.
Okay.
It's like, I love you. I love you.
Help me, I know.
Right in front of me.
Okay.
Which is funny because she said, now this house was built, and she must have been pointing to it, and it said right in front of me.
Okay.
That's what that one was. And then this is called Mary Hope 3, Not Sure.
Yeah, I couldn't pick this one up. You'll hear it, but I couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning, honey. Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Turn this one up.
And it's a voiceover. There's two different voices, and they're neither one's with us.
See, that's weird. It doesn't sound like it's saying a sentence. It sounds like it's saying three words: hate, punch, hair. Listen.
You got that.
Hate, punch, hair.
Yeah.
And what that has to do with anything, I couldn't tell you, but I hear hate, punch, hair. Now, see if I can pick up what's on the one behind it. I don't think the software we have can isolate them.
Yeah.
You know, pull one out and leave the other one.
I tried.
If we could,
around with some
maybe.
Stuff, I couldn't get it, yeah.
Let me see, one more time.
Yeah, you got that font of hate, punch, hair. And I don't know what that is.
I hear go to lunch. Now, this is the higher pitched one in the back. Go to lunch. Ooh, I don't know if I can say what I think it says at the end.
Oh, really?
I hear something. Go to lunch a little bit. That, I mean,
yeah.
It might just be, I don't, listen. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no. And
so you have the one in the front that says, hey, welcome in, Hetty. Hate, punch, hair. And then the higher pitched one in the back, to me, sounds like it's saying, go to lunch, you little faggot.
And that could be that nasty-ass teacher that killed himself in that place. They don't even know his name.
Really?
They do not know his name. He was renting there. There's no...
He was a teacher in the local school.
He was a teacher at the school, and they said they have not been able to come up with his name.
Huh.
But they had from some documents, from other accounts, that he wasn't a very pleasant fellow, and I don't think he was there a real long time. We're talking like a matter of months before he killed himself.
Huh.
But that's pretty good, Dave. I'll give you kudos on
now,
that.
Now, this one, is this...
Now,
no, Mr. Norman, is that... No,
that's old. Now, there's one that Mary's a Peach. I found that old one.
Okay.
Remember we were talking about that?
Okay, if you guys remember, it was on our last show, I believe.
Yeah, we were talking about Mary Whitehead.
Jim was telling the story of him and his brother in the cemetery. He was at Harpers Ferry,
mm-hmm.
up on top of the mountain, and one of the tombstones had been knocked over. So Jim and his brother set it back up and propped it upright, and they were recording, and the name on it said Mary Whitehead. And they have a recording of his brother talking to Mary, and they got Mary talking back as in who he was.
Right.
And then they got some of the voices of the other resident spirits of the cemetery, some of the guys who were saying Mary's a peach, and some of the women who did not like her. Apparently she was the eye of most of
their
husbands.
And I'm still looking for the women's response, but I did find this, Mary is a peach.
Okay. That Mary, she's a peach.
Yeah. I did find that one.
Welcome back. Welcome in, Amy. Merry Christmas to you as well. Okay, now we go down
to... And the other
residence
on the property was the Williams house.
They
didn't have a moniker like Mary Hope. Mr. Williams was in insurance, and he was married, and then later his wife's sister came and lived there at the house with them, and she came into the insurance business with Mr. Williams, and from what Faye was telling us, she was the first woman to be, she came in, I guess, at some point, the junior partner to Mr. Williams, eventually got the whole business Mr. Williams passed, and she became, the insurance was a really good business to be in. So,
dark red on over.
Yeah, now this one, this isn't any void, but what you're going to hear me, as we came in to the door, as we came in the front way, there's a large staircase there going up, and they had a Christmas tree at the base. And almost immediately, a Christmas bulb fell off the tree, or something fell off the tree, and we both, Jenny and I, heard it right away. And so we were asking Spirit about that. And there's a tape, another tape I have. But where Mary Hope, the energies were very positive and bright and joyful. As soon as we walked into Williams' house, it was not. And the Overlist, and all this is me saying what's coming across the Overlist. The energy went to solid red, and it was all these real dark terms. So you'll hear me saying the terms that come off. It was night and day. I mean, it was startling contrast to what Mary Hope had.
Okay. So was it just a negative energy?
Yeah,
should I say darker
energy?
Oh,
it was definitely dark. Yes, very dark. You're just going to hear me explain the words on this, but you'll see. They're a pretty interesting group of words.
Yeah, no, it's really dark. Yeah, dark, very dark coming in. Yeah, I think it's going, real dark. Angry, problem, stares, fear me, violent. Yeah, no, it's very dark. Very different. They look red, violent, together.
So that's just as we come in. There's a staircase there, and the bulb falls, and you're gonna hear a couple things. Now, what this you
drop something?
Yeah, this is I had inquired whether or not Spirit had anything to do with this Christmas ornament for him. You'll hear him saying some about drop something.
Okay, Spirit, tell me your story, if you have. I'm all ears. I'd love to hear it. Got all my instrumentation. Yes, Spirit, if you have your story to tell us, we're really very anxious to hear. Spirit, is that you? Did you knock the ornament off the tree that we saw? Ask her.
Ask. There was two of them. One said ask, and then one was like ask.
Yeah.
So,
but you hear it saying earlier, it's saying like something.
To hear. Spirit, is that you? Did you knock the ornament off the tree that we saw? Ask her. Very anxious to hear. Spirit, is that you?
It could be we dropped some or the drop zone or something like that.
But it caught our attention where it was, and almost immediately as we came in, and it wasn't like there was a wind up or anything like that. And then
there's another.
Oh yeah, again you're going to hear Faye talking about how they did real well with the insurance, and you're going to hear a Spirit going, "Why?" like to verify.
Did quite well.
Yeah, I'm sure not everybody
Did quite well.
Yeah.
Jim picked up on his way to New Orleans. I mean, he's got so much more that he hasn't even had a chance to get to from New Orleans. Now,
and
I know you
walking
said,
around with my Olympus. I mean, and
you said, obviously, the Madame Lonerie house is privately owned, and those people pretty much want nothing to do with the paranormal.
Plus, the sheer crowds walking on the streets down there. I mean, it's wow.
Even in the quote unquote off season,
there's
a lot of people. So
there's a lot. Just and so much. I didn't even bother because there's just so much noise. I don't know where you would separate out if you got an EVP from all the other noise.
But did you pick up when you walked around that place? Did you pick up? Any significant energy?
It's just all a wall of energy. That's the other thing. I don't know that. It is sort of funny as you're walking. Here's these buildings. There's a lot of them for sale. Like this is in the French Quarters and that. And they're advertising that it's haunted. You know, I guess down there, that's a good selling point. So there were several homes. I must say we saw upwards of maybe three different homes. That were for sale, and they post that they're haunted, and it's just like a wall of energy, and I mean it's so strong, it's hard to
differentiate which one's giving off what.
Yeah, just now I will say we went in St. Louis Cemetery. I'm not St. Louis Cathedral, the chapel. Right off of Jackson Square.
See, and she just put on mention when we were in St. Louis Cathedral came through Winneobla.
Yes. That was really significant. Now those energies when we go in, of course it's quiet, it's an active ongoing place of worship, so you don't have the rowdy noise from outside. And you actually have an individual buried there within the chapel.
So almost like General Kane.
Yeah.
But he's outside.
Right. He's at this guy's buried up near the vestibule up to the side. That was
did
his
they
wish.
Just put him in the ground before they laid the foundation, or
well, it was
did
his.
They dig up the floor. And
I guess they dug it up because he built it before he died, obviously. Huh. So. That was his only request. He literally built it, but under the one stipulation that he would be buried there. So he is the only person literally buried there. And that has been designated as a basilica by the Catholic Church, which meant when Pope Paul came into town, I think it was back in the 60s, he went down there, and they do a holy rite, a whole special thing, and it gains a couple special vestments from the Catholic Church, which designates it as a basilica. Hmm. And our historical guide pointed those out. You could feel the energies in there. The Ovalus was talking about.
Yeah, I said you got the word Rojas.
Yeah.
Rojas is Spanish for red.
Red.
Or reds.
Well, also I think that's one of the guys involved with the building.
In front of the baptismal font.
Yeah. And then we got holy and priest.
1962.
yeah, that's probably around the point, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a basilica. It's the oldest Catholic church operating in North America. And then he also built the buildings to the immediate left and right, which are now owned by the local government, and they're maintained as museums.
Okay.
So he built all of that.
So, well, we got a few minutes left. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left. Tomorrow is my last day of school until after the new year. So, what did we have thoughts of while I was out? You want to tell everybody? We were thinking about getting something done investigation-wise.
Well, you were talking with Haley, right, about the one place?
Yeah.
Possibly?
Well, there's a place in York that Haley's trying to set up for just the three of us and the owner. And then you said you wanted to talk to Carol Ann and talk about getting back up to Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, I doubt if we'd be this way. I know I talked to Jim, because he'd really like to go with us on that. But I think that would probably be the weekend after, or, you know, sandwiched right after Christmas.
Okay.
So that would probably be in that period. So I'm going to try to get in touch with her probably tomorrow.
I'm curious to know. I don't know if they have a downtime where they close up or whatever for the winter months or anything, but possibly get a hold of that lady we talked to at the jail and see if we could get in there for a few hours before we did the rabbit hole.
It would all depend on what they may. They're closed. See, they close in this time of year. They're closed. So
I don't know
if they're even around. They close up. I believe it's like the end of October. The jail's not open now for tours. So I don't know if they just close it down, that you might be able to get in there for a period of time, or if the people are around or not. I don't know.
We'd have to look that up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that would be great to, because I know they don't want to do overnights, so.
Well, yeah. If they're not
running tours, but they're in and around town, maybe we get about 4 hours in there
before we start the nighttime thing at
the rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's what our hope was. But, again, I don't know if, you know, we can certainly see. Jim has the contact information on the
Well, he has it on the one on the opposite side of the street of the rabbit hole, right? That big one that I told you. I even saw somebody in the window.
There
used to be a ballroom
or
something.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, there's a couple of contact informations he has on buildings up there.
So we're hopeful that we can get something arranged to go back up there while I'm off for school, and that we can get over to this as of yet unnamed location in York. We don't want to kind of give out the name until we know that it's going to go through and the owner's okay with it.
And I still have to get in touch with Pam here in Chambers.
Yeah, we've got a few local places. She may be up for it.
Yeah.
Since it's so local, you know.
Sure.
I know I keep saying there's a lot of places, obviously, we'd like to get to, but one of the places I would love to get to here within the next year is up to the Hinsdale House, Daniel Clace's place. I know Chelsea McGill, who we met for the first time in person at the Bash, that's like a second home for her. She said she would love to meet us there and go do that.
I got one more quick one for you.
Okay. Is it on here? Okay.
I did get one. This is on the Myrtles.
Okay.
This is on the front porch, on the front side of the plantation. You're allowed to walk around there. They don't take you there. And it'll be under Myrtles. And the lady was explaining the famous picture they got.
It looked like
some children.
I was wondering what this meant.
Yeah.
Okay, we got one more before the end of the show.
It's very quiet, but it's clear.
And I'll turn that up because it's a little hard to pick up. I can't hide myself.
That's it.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, is that one of the children, or is that Chloe trying to hide from the master
after her
plan to make
the famous
back
picture part. Has two of the children like up on one of the roofs areas where they're sort of like up there.
I have to look. I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, they go.
So what I've seen is Chloe in between the two houses.
Well,
on
in that
the wall,
same
right.
photograph, there's other spirits in that picture. They haven't blown up on the porch.
Okay.
And they go through and they're sort of showing. Because there was another guy, not the original insurance photograph, that saw Chloe, but they blew it up again, and when they did, they were actually picking up some other, and it looks like two, like children up on the roof, like on the loos of the one roof. Now, this was gotten not in that corner where the two units sort of meet. This is on the front side, but that would have been right through where they first took us. And the staircase, that's literally through those doors, and that would be that front porch there. Where
huh.
I got that.
Okay.
So, that just came to mind real quick.
All right. Well, I'm glad it did. We're going to be hopeful to get some of these places in while I've got time and free time over the Christmas break. Like I said, I know Chelsea Gill has already told me, period point blank, if we schedule the Hensley House, she will meet us there and work with us. And I thought that would be nice because, you know, I'd known her through Facebook and her exploits. I knew her through Daniel, but I'd never met her, and I got to meet her at the bash this year. And she actually, as part of her psychic abilities, she works with cancer patients. And she offered to do something for my dad, which I thought was really nice, considering she had never met me before, you know. So I really thought that was really nice. So I wouldn't mind getting up to Daniel's place and doing a night up there. So we can go on his site and book that if the opportunity arises. So.
Well, and also before we run out, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely. Or whatever holiday it is you celebrate over this time period. You know, Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or, you know, I'm not sure of some of the other ones, but I know those three. So regardless of your faith, whatever holiday it is you celebrate, or if you don't celebrate a holiday, just be safe, have fun, enjoy, and...
And we
God
will be
you.
Doing a program the day after Christmas.
Yep, day after Christmas. Thursday. Next week we'll have our two-hour show. Hopefully we'll have a little more news. Maybe Haley will have some news for us in that place in New York or something like that. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. And we will see you next week.
Take care, everyone. Yeah, I just forgot that one little. That's the only thing. Like I said, I didn't.